Good morning. Welcome to the MedPoint Health Half Hour. I'm your host, Ron Young, and we got a great episode planned for today, focusing on a lot of different summer things. And I'm actually joined today by Emerson Murphy, one of MedPoint's own and beloved. Emerson, thanks for being on the show today. Much appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks for having me, Ron. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. So, Emerson, we obviously have a lot going on at MedPoint. There's stuff I'm seeing on the medical side of things where, you know what, we just got a urologist come on and join the team. We've got endocrinology down the pipe. Neurology has joined now. You know, we're seeing a lot of different specialists come to MedPoint, and they're saying, look, I want to make MedPoint home. And, you know, it's really great for a lot of the services that we offer and to be able to get our MedPoint members seen, you know, rather quickly with some of these services. So, you know, it's been cool to see a lot of people joining the MedPoint team. Have you felt that way in fitness? I see a lot of different faces in fitness as well.
Absolutely. Our fitness division is growing like crazy. Recently, we've welcomed 4 new team members just to support the new influx of all these new members joining us.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. And I know that we have down the hall in Suite 270 at the West 5 location, we have Nurse Shania now lending some support with different cosmetic procedures. I know she's got Botox, fillers, facials. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like I know this zone of, you know, cosmetic genius, but maybe someday. Yeah. That's why I'm on the radio, right, Emerson?
Exactly.
Face for radio. I got to stay here. So, but if you want any of those procedures done, obviously she'd be happy to book you in for a consultation and get you in you know, there's something to be said about preventative care, preventing wrinkles, stuff like that. So any creams and stuff, if you're concerned, you know, we got different products. We've got 2 different lines of skincare products and obviously a professional that knows her stuff. So maybe you want to stop by and check out some of these services. All these services are actually on our website. So if you go to medpoint.ca, you'll be able to see exactly what we have to offer. And click around and check it out. Obviously, the Wellness Center doing good. Personal training one-on-one, like that's your zone of genius, Emerson. Appreciate you being here. And, you know, the medical side of things upstairs is booming. So I think a lot of people are feeling the squeeze of the healthcare system and obviously just want an alternative route, which is great. So, Emerson, we came upon this one article, and it was about the swimmers wanting to skip over the world championships to focus on their mental health.
Yes, yeah.
And you got to kind of think, hey, somebody at that caliber, at that skill level, at that piece of competition, and they're saying, look, I need to take a step back from this. You know, we actually just have expanded our mental health division here at MedPoint. We've got psychotherapists. We've got geriatric psychiatrists. We understand the need for this. We have social workers, stuff like that. What's your kind of knee-jerk reaction when you hear, hey, athletes are now skipping these highly competitive competitions to take a step back and focus on them?
Well, initially, I'm just like, geez, if people like this that are role models to a lot of people, but people that we see a pinnacle of athletic performance are asking for help and taking breaks, then maybe it's okay for the average Joe to also reach out, get some help as well.
Yeah, for sure. And like, you know, I think we hold these people at such a high standard, you know, athletes in general of all sport. But at the end of the day, they go home and lay their head down on the pillow and they're just like us, right? They just have lives like us. And I think it really humanizes it for me. When I read that, I was like, wow, that's really good for them. They might not ever get back to that level of competition, but for them to just say, no, I need to focus on me, like that takes a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. You took the words right out of my mouth with saying that it's very humanizing. And you can think across all sports, whether it's football, hockey, baseball, you hear stories about this all the time.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, definitely. And yeah, like I said, we have a lot of different mental health offerings here and just wanted to kind of focus on that story because, you know, summertime, everyone's swimming. And when I saw that and I kind of thought, you know what, that's cool to have a conversation about, because a lot of people don't have the conversation, and then, you know, something bad can happen, or depression, or they don't know who to talk to. So, right. You know, if you're struggling and you need somebody to chat with, you know, obviously there are avenues for that. And, you know, it's just one of those things that we need to make sure that we're aware and that we're putting in the time for us.
Absolutely.
We often get neglected. Hey, four kids. You come from a family with four kids, right? Four boys.
Four boys, yeah. Six kids in total.
Six kids, yeah. I mean, I'm not getting a lot of attention on me. I got to pour into my kids all the time. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you got to take your own breaks in different ways. And whether that means just relaxing on the beach somewhere, or maybe just picking up the phone and calling mom or dad, you know, it looks a lot of different ways to a lot of different people. So, Emerson, I wanted to chat with you a little bit about how we can stay healthy eating in the summertime, because I know a lot of people will go to the barbecue, a lot of red meats, a lot of salty meats, a lot of over consumption of alcohol, because let's face it, cold drinks go down a lot better in the summertime in the sunshine. But let's chat a little bit about this after the break. When we come back, we got our five biggest tips to try and help you eat healthier this summer. And we want you to try and apply them into your life. So we'll be right back. This is the MedPoint Health Half Hour on 980 CFPL Radio. All right, welcome back to the program. Of course, every Saturday morning we do this show. It's the MedPoint Health Half Hour. We talk all things health, fitness, nutrition related. And joining me on the show today, Emerson Murphy, one of MedPoint's kinesiology team members. Emerson, thanks for giving up your Saturday to be here with me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Always happy to do it.
Nice. Emerson, when we left for the break, we were chatting a little bit about strategizing. Now, how many barbecues, here we are in the middle to end of July, and how many barbecues would you say that you've attended this summer?
Oh my gosh. First, I'd have to ask myself how many weekends there are, and then probably at least one every weekend so far this in the summer.
Attaboy. Wow. It's one of those things where, you know, it doesn't seem like, you know, you're piling on the calories, but it can really be an easy thing to do. Like, you get some nice potato salad and slap that on your plate. You got the bun on the burger and all the fixings, and then you maybe toss some fries in there, and all of a sudden, like, you might have a plate full of over 1,000 calories. And it's almost like, and then seconds.
Yeah,
I'm grabbing the plate and going back, yeah. Right? It's dangerous. So slippery slope there. And then you got a drink in your hand, and all of a sudden your what would be 600-700 calorie lunch is now looking a lot like a hefty Thanksgiving dinner.
No kidding. Yeah. Yep. Especially with that alcohol.
So Emerson, we have five tips here. I don't know if you can see it on the screen, but five tips to kind of help you with a little bit of healthier eating throughout the summer months here, because we're in the thick of it now. But I'll start. It doesn't have to be in any particular order, but the one thing that I like is choosing a smaller plate.
Yeah.
Sometimes plate size can dictate portion size.
Absolutely. Choosing a smaller plate is a great tool, because you're not loading up, trying to fill the plate, thinking it's an adequate meal.
Right. And the thing I like about having a small plate is, yeah, you might want to go back and fill that up again, but even the act of doing that, being mindful, hey, I'm going back for seconds, you know, is like, because then if you want to do it again, you know, you're almost slapping your own hand.
Exactly. So, yeah.
It's and, you know, maybe two of the small plates equals a big plate, but maybe with the big plate, you're eating the seconds anyway.
Right, which kind of takes you into the next health tip, which is my personal favorite, of setting a timer for yourself to eat at the table.
Yeah,
like Ron said, being mindful of making a change, but also setting this timer, allowing yourself to sit down, enjoy the meal, and then hopefully also enjoying time with your family.
Yeah,
it's a good way to block out, let's say, 20 minutes, make sure you digest all your food, and then reevaluate to see if you're even hungry or not 4 seconds.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. And that's something I actually need to work on, Emerson, because I usually will sit down and food's gone and you know, the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
It's kind of something that I got to do better at, because I sit around the table with my family, but I'm usually the first guy who's done. And metabolism, the way that it works and the thermic effect of food and stuff, you want to kind of sit, digest, rest, chew thoroughly, have everything kind of pouring into the stomach.
Absolutely.
You know?
Let it get into your blood, fuel yourself for whatever you have coming up next.
Yeah, I think that's a great tip for sure. Third tip here, Emerson. We're getting through this list pretty quick here. Healthy substitutes. So what I was going to say, and this is kind of something that I'll usually turn to after I've had, you know, a couple days of questionable eating, we'll say. You know, instead of a burger bun or a hot dog bun or chicken on a Kaiser kind of thing, maybe you're doing it on a wrap instead. Maybe you're doing open-faced hamburger, you know, just to make sure that you're cutting down on some of the carbs. It can be really dense. Heck, if you have two burgers, like you're doubling everything, it can be dangerous. And instead of high sugar juices, I know people love to do the lemonade. People love to put, you know, apple juice, orange juice around the table for their kids, but maybe a sparkling water, maybe a bubbly or something like that. I'm not being paid by those guys, but it's crisp. It has the fizz that I like, and it doesn't pack all the extra calories on, because if you're washing down, you know, a burger with a Mountain Dew or something like that, hey, they're like huge sugar spikes and lots of calories coming at you. So
absolutely. Yeah. Next tip, another one of my favorites is get creative with those salads.
Yeah,
typically, I know from personal experience growing up in a house full of kids, we always thought salads were sticking to like iceberg lettuce, throw in a couple of vegetables, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, in reality, that's not so much the case. Maybe pasta salad, but switch out the pasta for some quinoa and some chickpeas.
Yeah.
Or that typical house salad that you have with a light vinegar dressing, mm-hmm. Throw some chicken on top.
Yeah.
There's really no rules to making a salad, and just throw on whatever you feel like will A, satisfy you, but also taste pretty good.
Yeah, I like that one actually a lot, Emerson, because I'm that kind of guy where, look, I've got spinach in the fridge. I usually have that as my base. You know, it's kind of cool to go up to the cupboard and see what I got. Like, do I have walnuts? Do I have almonds today? Do I not have any of those? Like, and then obviously the fridge is the same kind of situation. Like, what do I have? Oh, got some red onions. I got some feta cheese. I got, you know, and I'll just kind of make my own concoction and tastes great.
Yeah, it's an excellent way too to clean up those leftovers and keep that fridge nice, clean, and empty.
Absolutely. Last one, Emerson, and this is an obvious one. It's just reducing alcohol consumption overall. Now, you know, it's obviously beer and stuff like that that are a lot more carb heavy will often carry higher caloric values. I know the IPAs, the Indian Pale Ales and stuff like that, they'll often have a heavier alcohol percentage. And remember, there's calories in alcohol too, right? It's not just free drink.
Nope.
Costs you.
Sure.
Costs you on the waistline, costs you, maybe make you a little dizzy in the head. But just simply by substituting maybe a water in between each alcoholic drink, you know, maybe it's vodka water instead. Maybe it's a lighter beer. You know, I tend to go with the two carb beers nowadays if I'm ever going to partake, and I can feel a little bit better. I don't get bloated and, you know, you don't have to drink very much, right? It'd be mindful.
Yeah, absolutely. And filtering back to one of Ron's previous points was, if you do choose to partake in drinking alcohol, maybe mix it in with sparkling water, mm-hmm. with some lemon juice, opposed to that sugary pop or sugary juice.
Yeah, for sure. Well, all good tips. Five awesome tips, I'd say there. And maybe we can write a blog post about it, Emerson, and post it up on the MedPoint blog. I think that'd be a good idea for people to kind of peruse and check it out. And hey, even if you can apply one or two of these to your daily cooking, your next big barbecue outing, you're going to be ahead of the game, right?
Absolutely. You'll start making those lifestyle modifications to prevent disease mitigation.
Absolutely. So that's what we're all about here at MedPoint, lifestyle modification, disease mitigation. I like how you threw that in there. It's almost like you're paid to say it.
Almost.
Anyway, Everson, thanks for joining me on the show today. Definitely appreciate you being here and your expertise. Thank you.
Thanks for having me again. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. And if you want, you can always visit our website, just medpoint.ca. You can check out the links and click around there. We've got a new Vizia machine for skincare. We've got, mental health offerings like we chatted about at the beginning of the show. We got fitness and nutrition. If you want to crush some summer goals, obviously you want to come to MedPoint Fitness, and you can go to medpointfitness.ca. The other thing I've noticed a lot of influx in lately is people booking performance assessments. So if you're interested about doing a BOD pod, Fit 3D scan, cardio coach, resting metabolic rate, you might want to know all this data, because you can put it together and put it into an efficient plan that's going to get you more closer to your goals. So anyways, that's all the time I have for the show today. And if you have any questions, you can always email me. It's just Ron, R-O-N, at medpoint.ca. Love to hear from you. And have a wonderful weekend. Take care.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.